Number one this week from Nate Smith, WRCO-FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin. This is Phil Neese saying happy trails to you. We're going to put our records away and bring in some community friends to talk on the morning show. A little community conversation following the ABC News update. Sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Continuing the long tradition of caring service to area families. And the Phoenix Center. Family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games. Right now, it's 78 degrees at 9 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Today was the deadline President Trump had imposed on Russia to call for a ceasefire in Ukraine or face additional harsher economic sanctions. There is no ceasefire, but there is apparently a meeting in the works between President Trump and Vladimir Putin. Here's ABC's Martha Raddatz.
The White House had originally been pushing for a trilateral meeting between Trump, Putin, and Ukraine's President Zelensky, but Putin has made it clear that a meeting with Zelensky is off the table for now, saying conditions for that are still far away.
In Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu's plan to take over more of Gaza, including Gaza City, has been approved by the cabinet. Critics say it will lead to more death, destruction, and starvation in Gaza and will do nothing to bring the hostages home. Los Angeles County declaring an emergency as a wildfire forces hundreds of evacuations. OpenAI today is launching the latest version of ChatGPT, saying its new app is smarter, faster, and more useful. This is ABC News. New reaction to the Pentagon's decision denying early retirements to transgender service members, or at least some of them. ABC's Allison Kosick has one soldier's story.
Master Sergeant Logan Ireland served 15 years in the Air Force and had decided to take a common option to retire early. But this week, he was told those benefits will now be taken away.
I was promised this. I had my retirement orders in hand.
The Air Force Acting Personnel Chief writing, "After careful consideration of the individual applications, I am disapproving all temporary early retirement requests for members with 15 to 18 years of service." But he didn't provide an explanation in the memo for the decision.
Another incident of somebody throwing a sex toy onto the court of a WNBA game. It happened last night, almost hitting Indiana Fever guard Sophie Cunningham as they were playing the Chicago Sky. WNBA looking into more security measures because of it. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
The Phoenix Center has made lunch easy and delicious. Now open Monday through Saturday starting at 11 a.m. They serve a full menu with a strong focus on lunch favorites. Think burger, salad, wrap, sandwiches, and signature appetizers. While they're closed on Sundays, the rest of the week offers a convenient way to break up the day. Whether it's a quick bite or dinner with the family, the Phoenix Center delivers even to go. Call 649-7469 for carryout and don't miss their famous pizza, a local favorite in Richland Center.
Dealing with the loss of a loved one is never easy. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Many families have found pre-planning can help ease the burden of loss. Anyone can create a plan at any stage in life, and you can make changes at any time. Pre-planning is free of charge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Please contact us to schedule a time to meet with a member of our staff to discuss your options and design your plan in person. You'll be glad you did.
It's your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to get into your dream home.
A high in the low 90s today will be partly cloudy, hot, and humid. South winds at 8 to 17. Tonight, increasingly cloudy and muggy, a 30% chance of thunderstorms, and a low of 72. Saturday, partly to mostly cloudy, warm and muggy, occasional showers and thunderstorms likely. Some could be strong. Heavy rain is possible, a high of 85. Saturday night, showers and thunderstorms, areas of heavy rain, and a low of 67. Sunday, mostly cloudy and muggy, with a 50% chance of scattered showers and a high of 82. Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008. We named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchens nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Boarding House Antiques in Richland Center, where you can treasure hunt in 17 rooms of antiques and gifts. There's live music at the Garden Stage every second Friday of the month, June through September. Tammy and Margie invite you to visit Tuesday through Saturday. Check out the historic Boarding House Antiques. Check them out on Facebook and their webpage. They buy antiques. 339 West Seminary Street in Richland Center, next to the depot.
Hey, truck and tractor pull fans, the Southwest Wisconsin pullers hope that you can join us this summer at one of our truck and tractor pull events. Thank you to these 2025 season sponsors, including Dan's Diesel Performance, O'Reilly Auto Parts, Augelli Concrete, Cardinal CG, Chasson Smoke, Julie Karen State Farm Agent, Slama Equipment, the Phoenix Center, Wisconsin River Welding, and the Lonesome Dove. Visit southwestwipullers.com to find a truck and tractor pull near you.
Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, wash gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East. The Morning Show on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com, featuring real community conversations that matter to our community. The WRCO Morning Show studio is proudly sponsored by Richland Hospital, caring for the health of our community. Scott Industries, enjoy building strong futures. Osborne Stump Removal, clearing the way for what's next. And Sean's Auto Repair, keeping you on the road with service you can trust. On our morning show get together today, we have a fun topic. We're talking about a murder mystery weekend fundraiser coming up in Richland Center. A Richland area Crime Stoppers in partnership. They're going to be telling us a little bit about it here today in the studio. Learn more about what's going to be going on the 23rd and 24th of August here in Richland Center. Joining us, Kathy Hamby, Glenn Dunn, and Jay Renee Hamby as we talk about a murder mystery. Well, Jay, we'll start with you. I understand this was kind of your thought, your brainchild.
Yes, I will admit I stole it from somewhere. Last April, I was looking for something to do with my daughter, and I ran across another community that was doing a murder mystery weekend. I had no idea what it was, so I convinced my mom and my then 8-year-old to come with me, and it was amazing. It was, all sorts of characters running around in the town. You ask them questions, and my mom and I got in the car, and I'm not sure which one of us said it first, but I'm like, we have to do this. And then we found out that Glenn has done them before, and he's from Richland Center, so I just started putting it together from the pieces, and it's becoming bigger than I ever thought it would.
So. Awesome. Did you win any prizes from that particular event that you were at?
Nope.
Okay.
The prize of creativity.
This is the prize, bringing it back home, right?
Right.
And so, Glenn, you've got a little experience in this department?
Yeah, actually, I was doing the other communities thing for, I think we've done it 5 years in a row now. So, yeah, I've played the same character, the chief of police, and basically my costume looks like the Crime Stoppers dog type thing, the fedora and the trench coat type thing. So
you look like McGruff?
Like McGruff, exactly. A little more clean shaven than McGruff, yeah.
This is a different kind of acting role for you, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. A lot of times you have a role where you have a script and you memorize the script and you just repeat whatever the script is. But improv is a little different, and I've done improv stuff in different groups as well, in that you kind of have to think on your feet. You have to be timely, funny, and you just gotta just pick up on stuff. It's challenging. It's a little tough, but it's fun because you don't have to rehearse for anything. You just show up and do it. So that's kind of what our characters here are going to be doing.
So my question is, do you know as an actor who done it, or do the actors not know?
Actually, the fun part about it is that no one knows who did it. Only the author knows who actually did it.
Okay.
So you don't accident, well, which is good, so you don't actually slip and say, yep, that's right, that was me. No, it's, yeah.
I was going to say, when you're improvising, that could be like a slip of the tongue.
That's true.
Give it away a little
bit. You don't want to give it away.
Yeah. Okay.
And I've written everybody, I wrote a book for each character, and I've written everybody's book to make them think that they're the one. It ends in a cliffhanger for them, so they have no idea if it's them or not.
Oh, that's interesting. How much work went into this then, Jay?
So I started writing this in April of 2023. And, you know, because I wasn't sure how successful it would be, I kind of put it off to the side. But it takes about 1,000 hours to write the story, because you're writing a book, but you're writing each character at a time, and you've got to like line them up so everybody's on the same timeline. And then you have to pull out the parts, like, so one of our characters is Mara Velis. She's a country singer. So we have to pull all her parts that only pertain to her and give her that book, which is like 15, 20 pages. And then she's got a love interest named Bart Ender. And so he gets all his parts, but he doesn't know what Mara's thinking. He only knows what he's thinking and what he observes. So
that had to be hard to write it, wasn't it?
It's been fun. It's at the end, there were some couple challenges that I'm kind of tweaking, but it's been really fun, and I've already got next year's brewing, so.
Oh, you're already working on part two, then.
Yep. Completely different topic, but it will be the same weekend every year, so.
Awesome. Kathy, how much support? Have you gotten a lot of good feedback from the community about this?
It's amazing how many people have stepped up. When I first went into the first place to present what we're going to do, I had Glenn come with me because I was scared to death, and I had no idea. I don't like to ask people for giving me money or giving me support, but he made it easy, and the people in every business that I went into was so supportive. They've offered to be clue stops, they've offered prizes, and in some cases they just offered money to help pay the bills.
And so people have a chance to win some really nice prizes from this, don't they?
We do. We have prizes from Viroqua, Hillsboro, Spring Green, Coon Valley, in addition to all the businesses here in town. I can tell you that the Aquatic Center has donated an absolutely amazing prize, as did Center Cinema, Starlight. Slama Equipment in Hillsboro has donated not only an adult-sized leaf blower for our adult prize winners, but also a child's battery-operated, fully functioning, little tiny leaf blower for the junior detectives. Just to name a couple things, the list goes on and on. If you check out the event page on Facebook, you can see pictures of some of the other prizes.
This is a great thing, and you bring up a nice point where there are prizes for all ages, but this is a great family event, isn't it?
It is. It's something that, if you want to be economical, you can come to town and spend $10, and mom, dad, and all the kids can go around town and participate. If you want to win prizes, though, you do have to buy a registration packet for each individual, because only the people who purchase the packet will have a ballot, and that ballot is your ticket to win the prizes.
Okay. So let's kind of talk about and explain how it's going to work for people. Who would like to talk about that logistically, how that's going to happen? Glenn?
I'll take it.
Go ahead.
Okay. So basically, you start out at the depot, the information center, at 397 West Seminary Street, and that will that's where we sell your ticket, your registration form, and all that other stuff. Then basically you're going to get a map of all the clue stops. The booklet also has different ads for all the people that supported us in this project. So basically, what you do as a participant, you would look at the map and you would say, "Oh, okay, here's a list of all the suspects," and we'll have pictures of each one of the people so you can kind of identify them, and all the different clue stops. So you go, "Oh, okay, one's at the Tienda Mexican Oasis," and we have to go there and basically. You pick up a clue and it has another piece of the puzzle. So you would go to the different places, you know, like the record store in town or Okuch. I'm not sure if they're one of those, but basically it'll pick up another clue and they put all the pieces together and then eventually they're going to figure out or at least come close to who might have done it. And then when they think they have the right answer, then they'll fill out their ballot, they'll turn it in. And then on 3 o'clock on Sunday, we're going to have the reveal. We're going to basically say, this is who did it, and here's why they did it. And then we'll start giving away prizes at that point.
Where will the reveal be at then?
This will be at the Phoenix Center.
Okay.
At 3 o'clock on Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah. So basically, part of this whole thing is, well, the reason I like this project and also from doing it in other communities and stuff, it's basically a win-win for business. Because if you are the record store in town and, okay, I don't have a record player, so why would I even bother walking in the door to the record store? But it forces you to go in and get a clue. And as you're there, you can go, oh, they sell this and they sell that. And, oh, you know, that's, I remember this album when I was a kid, you know. And so it forces people to go into business, into the different businesses to at least see what you have. And I think that's like 50 to 70% of your problem. If nobody walks through your door, you're not going to get any business. But if you're forced to go in and to like look at the Four Sisters Family Restaurant and then go, oh, I didn't know they sold this, and you know, or you know, I didn't know what they were, you know, I never had a reason to walk in the door. Now it gives you a reason to walk in the door, and hopefully when people come in they can generate more business, you know. So
it is a win-win then.
It's yes. A win-win. Yeah. Yeah.
And so it's $10 for a ballot. Is that correct, Jay?
Correct. So you can have your family just purchase one ballot, go around town, and, you know, get the clues on the family. We always encourage people to make murder mystery boards on Saturday night if they're doing it both days and put pictures on our Facebook page. And then so if you still on Sunday feel you only want one ballot or you've feuded about who you think's going to win, you can still purchase another ballot on Sunday, and every ballot, you know, includes your opportunity to win, and you'll vote for who you think did it, and the grand prize will be drawn out of the correct guesses, and then everybody has an opportunity to win the rest of the prizes.
So if you wanted to purchase five ballots and have five guesses, then you could do that too.
Yep, if you want to spend $50, you sure can.
If you're not sure.
Yeah.
I'm curious, did you grow up playing the game Clue when you were a kid?
I did, yeah.
Did you?
Yep, and then I got my kids so involved this year, I actually did spend about $50 on ballots so that my kids could vote too, because we all had a different idea of who was right. Or who the murderer was.
So. It's going to be awesome. Coming up August 23rd and 24th in Richland Center, we'll take time out and come back and talk a little bit more about the Murder Mystery Weekend.
Got stumps? Call Titus Osborne today for a free estimate. With over 15 years of professional stump grinding and removal experience, Titus is insured and ready to handle your project. Don't let those stumps linger. Get the removal scheduled. Customer satisfaction is a must. And Titus is committed to providing fast, reliable, no-hassle service. Call 608-604-7757 now for all your stump removal needs. 604-7757. Titus Osborne, your go-to expert for stump removal.
If you're looking for a workplace that truly cares, at Rockwell Automation in Richland Center, it's more than just a job. It's a career with purpose. They put people first, offering great benefits, growth opportunities, and a positive, supportive environment. Rockwell is proud to stand behind its employees and support the Richland Center community every step of the way. Rockwell Automation, a great place to work, a great neighbor to have. Now hiring. Learn more today at rockwellautomation.com.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sextonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Hospital and Clinics is proud to offer personalized support for people with diabetes. Our team can help you set and track your health goals, practice fitting diabetes care into all parts of your life, and learn the knowledge, skills, and tools that will allow you to manage your care. Whether you are newly diagnosed or have been living with diabetes for years, we can help. Our services are covered by most insurance companies. Just ask to meet with a member of our Diabetes Education and Care team.
Hello, this is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Looking for a sweet treat or a delicious lunch? Stop into Christie's.
Emily, Ella, Erica, or Tina will be more than happy to serve you. Our summer hours are Tuesday through Friday, 8 to 4, and Saturday, 8 to 2.
Christie Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
A murder mystery weekend in Richland Center coming up August 23rd and 24th. In the studio, Kathy Hamby, Glenn Dunn, and J. Renee Hamby as we talk about this upcoming event. Kathy, who is going to benefit this year? How do you figure out if there are funds left over, where do they go?
We know who's going to get the funds, if there are funds to pass out. It's kind of a little bit of a secret. I don't know if you want to share that, Jennifer.
So okay. Each year we will surprise whoever is going to be the beneficiary of this, and we don't even reveal that until the day of the reveal, so that, you know, somebody, the place that will receive it will actually know a little bit ahead of time so they can be prepared to receive any sort of prize that we hopefully will have raised for the donation part of this. But yeah, you can probably guess who the recipient might be this year.
Okay.
But...
awesome. I know Crime Stoppers has kind of got the name on it. You're kind of helping to orchestrate it.
But this year's story is called Murder in the Right Place.
In the Right Place. Okay.
Yeah, and it's going to take place at the Frank Lloyd Wright German warehouse.
Okay.
So.
Slow down. I'm kind of processing this.
And so our murder victim's name is Rainy Day. And she'll be alive and well Friday night. If anybody wants to meet her, they can come to the... 1219 AD Lounge around 6 p.m. She might sing a song for us.
Oh.
However, she will have expired by 8 o'clock the next morning.
Oh, man.
So we have to figure out what happened between then.
So maybe, Glenn, you could kind of go over the order of business. How this works, if I go to the depot and get my ballot, and what do I do next then?
Sure. Oh, okay, so there's going to be like 15 characters with all kind of weird, strange names like Hal Opino and Owen Cash. You know, everything is kind of, their names are kind of based on what their kind of, their character. It's basically Owen Cash needs money, of course. So there you go. Or, yeah. So So basically, as a participant, you would pay your money, you would get your ballot, or multiple ballots if you want to have multiple chances of guessing who the correct person is. So you would go around town, and basically we're going to try and keep everything walking distance from the depot. Of course, there's the flower shop that's on...
Added Touch.
That's a little bit of a walk, but that's still part of our...
They're involved, yes.
They're still involved in that, which we appreciate everybody, all the businesses that help us with this. But basically, so the characters are going to have something that makes them unique, like a funny hat or a funny, coat or something goofy like that. We've got a person that's a photographer, never in focus.
Neve in focus.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. So she'll have a camera. So you look for somebody who's got like a big old funky looking camera, so you'll be able to kind of spot who the different characters are. And basically you can ask them, it says the clue says, well, you were, talking to Marvelous on Friday and you had an argument. What was the argument about? And you could kind of pick the character's brains and they will have some basic information that Jay sent them saying, okay, you were in an argument about X, Y, and Z. But a lot of it is kind of, people get very specific about things. They'll go, well, was there... they watch a lot of crime movies, I think, or crime things. So they go, well, was there DNA testing? Was there this? What about this? And it's like, well, what was the core temperature of the body when you found it? they ask all sorts of very detailed questions. And so we try and come up as close to we can is something that makes sense.
The characters will be stationed around town then for a couple of days, right?
Yeah, they'll be in town either in front of different businesses or in different businesses, hopefully to drag more people into them. We're going to do that. Okay. And also at noon on Saturday, we're also going to do like a coroner's report, basically to say, how the victim expired. And then that'll give you a little more information that's not in the clue stops. So, also another thing is if you go through the process and you put your ballot in, do you have to be there all weekend to wait? No. As long as you fill it out and you make sure write legibly so that we can, get in touch with you, we can get your prize to you if you're not there in attendance.
Don't have to be present to win on the Sunday at the Phoenix Center.
Nope, not at all. You can come in Saturday morning at 10 o'clock and right as you buy your ticket, you say... The detective, did it, and then turn it in and go away. You can stop right there if you really wanted to.
Or you can be like my kids and take every last minute.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Right yep. up till the end.
Yep.
Right
to the very end. We'll take ballots until 2:30 p.m. and then we cut it off. So
I got to wonder, as an actor, you've done these before, have you ever been questioned by local authorities? Like, what's this suspicious character doing here?
Yes. yes, we have. And I've been asked, questions like the core body temperature. It was from somebody that was a cop.
Oh, okay.
And they said, well, what about this? And I said, that's a very good question. You should join the police department. But he actually was,
I see. Legitimately, somebody calls the Richland Center PD and says, some weird guy standing on the corner with a top hat on.
Actually, that happened in one of my other shows. And this was in Illinois. And I had to be a Chicago cop. We were doing a play called ER. And it was basically where the TV series came from. So basically, I was dressed as a Chicago cop. Well, the theater is next door to the Arlington Heights Police Department. And so squad cars would be pulling by and wondering why the Chicago police are at the theater, which is, that was kind of funny. But
good stuff.
Yeah.
It just sounds like it's going to be a fun weekend, Glenn.
Oh, it is. It is. It's just a good time, people from other times that I've done this, people, the participants actually come dressed up like detectives, with like the Sherlock's home hat and, you know, everybody's carrying their little, magnifying glass, you know, and walking around. And so it's kind of fun, you know, it's a good time. Hopefully the weather holds out, which is a good thing. But yeah, it's a good time for good family fun.
Yeah, it'll be rain or shine, though, Kathy, won't it?
That's correct. That is correct.
Talk about some of the other help that you've got from the community and some other people that have helped out this murder mystery.
Yeah, I wish I'd brought the complete list, which I did not, but off the top of my head, I do want to say thank you to the Phoenix Center, because that's where the reveal will be. The union is playing a big part in helping keep the cast members cool or warm or dry, whatever needs to be, and something to eat. The depot, of course, is going to be open, where people will pick up their stuff and drop off their stuff. The AD German warehouse is playing a big part Friday night, as well as being a clue stop. Pioneer Print has given us a great deal on t-shirts, and Gene Hennick, the chamber, is offering to help with things. We have other donators. We're like Jones's, Main Street Bikes and Hobbies, open season hunting, and the Creative Outlet, the Little Corner, Gokenauer, Julie Karen's, the Computer Doctor, and the list could go on and on, but that's all I jotted down just now.
You might need 2 days to give out the prizes.
I was going to say, that's a good problem to have, isn't it?
And like I said, it's Richland Center donated an extremely generous bunch of prizes, but we also have things from surrounding areas that came on board and wanted to help us out and wanted to make sure that this turns out good. So their prizes are very, very nice as well.
Will any of the businesses be involved in, in the storyline or not?
A couple of them. Mm-hmm. There's an interesting story about JJ Jewelers. There's a story that involves Los Amigos 2. It's a very central place. And then the deceased victim's mother is actually at Creative Outlet, and she will be May Day, mother of Rainy Day. But she's going to continue to work that day, but she does have a few secrets that she knows, so you can ask her if you want. And then I did want to mention something about the prizes. We are asking for people to put their birthdays on there, and it's not because we want to send you a card. It's because we want to make sure that we give out adult prizes to adults and children's prizes to children. So don't be offended if we ask you for your birthday on the ballot. It's just to help you win the best prize for your age group.
Age appropriate. Sure. Well, that makes sense. Yeah. Great. But again, you said you did it with your daughter. It's going to be a nice family function, isn't it?
Yeah. She was 8 the first time we went. And she actually has a role in this too, and she will be Minivan. So,
where did you come up with these wacky names?
I don't know. I actually had met someone named Rainy, and I thought it was interesting. And I met her about the same time I was writing this, so I said, "Is it okay if I use your name for this?" And she said yes. Otherwise, I just kind of Google words that go along with the topic and see how I can take the word and make it into a name.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So like this year, you'll have the pleasure of meeting Peppa Mintz.
Peppa Mintz, okay.
Yes, and she is a candy store owner. She has a very small role this year, but she has a huge role in the one coming up next year.
What if nobody guesses right, or is that possible? I mean, there's a lot of characters here. What if everybody guesses the same one? And
well, then I guess I get all the grand prizes, and then we'll let everybody else win the other prizes. I don't think that will be the case, though.
I don't think so either. Yeah. Sure. Yeah, and I'm thinking as you get the clues, it's going to become a little bit more clear, isn't it?
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, take a stab at it. Sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. Anything else any of you would like to add this morning?
I just want to say thank you. Thank you to everyone I talked to for taking time to listen to me when I was asking for help, because everybody helped in some way, and that's greatly appreciated.
Yeah.
And well, I just wanted to say thank you, one, to the Mission Church, which is in the Center Cinema. They will be storing the prizes that are not picked up. They'll hold them there for 30 days. And I also want to thank my mom, Kathy Hamby, and Glenn for doing what they're doing so that I can spend the time writing the story and not have to worry about cast or donations or any of the really hard behind-the-scenes stuff. I get the fun part. So thank you to you guys.
You can do it pretty much all weekend, though. You can start Friday night, right?
Yep.
at what time?
Or? So Friday night, we'll be having pre-registration, if you'd like to be early, at 5 p.m. at the AD lounge. Actually, no, I've been corrected, from 3 to 9 on Friday night. So there will be a little, time for the characters to walk around and maybe meet them beforehand, if you're interested. So, and then you can participate anytime on Saturday. You can do it for an hour. You can do it all day. You can register on Sunday still if you want. So,
do some selfies with the characters if you want to as well.
Yeah, right? My daughters. I got a bunch of them on my phone for my daughter.
Already.
The other community.
Oh, I see.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
There's a particular person that probably would think I was crazy if he saw my phone, because my daughter thought he was the best actor, and now I have lots of pictures of her and him on my phone.
Kathy, where can people find out more? Is there a site they can go to?
There is. We weren't thinking when we named the site. It's long, but Richland Area Clues in the News, Murder Mystery Weekend. And I do want to mention, too, that this is in partnership with Crime Stoppers here in town.
Right. And you're a part of the Crime Stoppers?
I am a member of Crime Stoppers, yes.
Organization. Great. Glenn, well, good luck to you, too. You know,
thank you very much.
Break a leg, I guess.
Absolutely. that's the theater thing, yeah.
Yes, it is. So you'll be wandering the streets pretty much.
I'll be wandering the streets looking for clues myself. And also another thing, you know, none of the characters know who did it. So part of the fun, too, is to talk to participants, and they say, I heard this and I heard that over here, and then it's like, oh, I didn't know that. Maybe I'll my chances will be upped a little
bit
to try.
So the actors can get a ballot too if you want, right?
If they wanted to, sure, exactly, yeah.
Huh. They just can't win the prizes.
Oh, I see. Okay. It might just be for bragging rights.
I knew it. That's exactly right.
Yeah. I think people just love a great murder mystery. I mean, going back to the Agatha Christies and all of that.
Yeah.
It'll be inspiring for a lot of people.
One thing that's kind of interesting is one of the other shows I did, the person was murdered, and it was like some poison. So, you know, and here it is, this little town, and everybody is Googling this name of this poison, you know, like ricin or something like that. It was some weird thing. And I'm just wondering who's keeping tabs of, all of a sudden, everybody's concerned about this particular poison. So it is kind of funny. We'll see.
Yeah, maybe a red flag for
maybe a red flag. You know, maybe the real Richland Center police will have to scratch their heads and wonder what's going on.
Oh, yeah. Going to be a lot of fun coming up August 23rd and 24th. Thanks for coming in today, you guys.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Good luck. Keep us posted, you know, and maybe we can have a news report on that Sunday afternoon on who did it.
I like that.
Or who done it. Thanks for coming in. Kathy Hamby, J. Renee Hamby, and Glenn Dunn talking about the Murder Mystery Weekend fundraiser August 23rd and 24th.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains August 8th through the 14th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Now is the time to make sure your vehicle is tuned up for summer. Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. We'll check your coolant, do a radiator flush, or give you that tune-up you need. Or maybe it's a new set of tires or an alignment. We can do that too. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call us now at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
Are you looking for a meaningful way to give back to your community? Passages is looking for compassionate, motivated volunteers to join our team. We provide men, women, and children survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault with free, confidential services regardless of age, sex, or gender identity. We have a variety of volunteer opportunities available, from yard cleanup, donation sorting and organizing, and fundraising support, to shelter advocacy and survivor support. There are also a couple of larger outdoor projects that would be great for teams. Do you want to share a skill? We're also launching new life skills programming and are seeking volunteers to lead classes such as yoga, sewing, crocheting, cooking, meditation, grounding exercises, and more. Whether you're interested in direct client support or behind-the-scenes help, there's a place for you at Passages. Did you know that every hour you volunteer helps Passages meet its grant match? Learn more by visiting our website at passagesrc.com and click on the I Want to Help tab. There you will find a list of opportunities and a volunteer application. Join us in making a difference, one life, one step at a time.
Want a satisfying meal for just $6? Try the new $6 meal deal from Dunkin'. It's a medium hot or iced coffee, a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich, and a side of hash browns for just $6. You know Dunkin' coffee. It's always made just how you like it. The bacon, egg, and cheese is toasty and delicious, and crispy golden hash browns are a must. So they're in the new $6 meal deal too. Take advantage of this offer while supplies last. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
If you're looking for a workplace that truly cares about you and your future, at Rockwell Automation in Richland Center, it's more than just a job. It's a career with purpose. At Rockwell, people come first. You'll find competitive pay, great benefits, and real opportunities to grow in a positive, team-driven environment where your work truly matters. From supporting innovation on the job to volunteering in the community, Rockwell is proud to stand behind its employees and give back to Richland Center every step of the way. Whether you're starting your career or looking for a fresh start, Rockwell Automation is a great place to work and a great neighbor to have. Now hiring in Richland Center. Simply visit rockwellautomation.com to learn more and apply today.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary, just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
You are invited to join the fun at Johnson Tractor's Richland Center Open House, Friday, August 8th from 10 to 2. They'll be firing up the grill, rolling out the equipment, and celebrating with the local community. Guests can enjoy a free lunch, check out the latest in equipment and technology, and connect with the team that keeps area farmers moving forward. It's all happening at Johnson Tractor in Richland Center. Don't miss it.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for the season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
On our morning show today for WRCO, it is Skeeter the Clown. There you are.
Good morning, Phil and Aria. Yes, indeedy-do. This is Skeeter the Clown. With the Culpepper and Merriweather Great Combined Circus coming to Richland Center on Sunday and Monday. That's this coming Sunday and Monday. In fact, Mr. Will, oh, look, guys, Phil is trying to stand on his head to get a word in edgewise. We'll see if he manages that today. But before I forget it, Phil, a two-day stand is pretty rare for us. We normally do one-day stands. We're out for about 8 months. We do usually one town every single day, but here is a very special place, and we do it for 2 days. So that very first day, Sunday, this coming Sunday, we like to invite everybody to come out to the circus grounds, which I believe is North Park, to watch us raise the big top up. The only thing, Phil, nowadays I have to explain to people what a big top is. I'm going on my second generation of Americans who have never seen a circus, let alone a big top circus. So I had about 27 kids about 4 or 5 years ago, and I said, hey, kids, the big top is coming. The big top is coming. And they just looked at me. Now, I'm a clown. I'm used to being looked at, but not that way, sir. I said, what's wrong, guys? Don't you know what a big top is? One little fellow looked up at me, shook his head back and forth. No. Another young lady stood there and her shoulders and arms went up and down, up and down. Then a five-year-old raised his hand proudly and went, oh, Skeeter, Skeeter, I know what a big top is. I said, yes, young man, tell me what a big top is. Mr. Phil, he looked at me straight in the eyeballs and said, why, Skeeter, everybody knows what a big top is. That's what Grandma wears. Bump, buddy, up, bump, bump, bump. So we want to invite everybody out Sunday morning at 9:30 to watch us raise the big top up, then stay for the free tour that you get a backseat tour of the circus as everything is getting ready for the day. Plus, you get to meet our Lions and Tigers circus morning, and that's all free at 9:30. Then we have two performances on Sunday. The first one is at 2 and the other at 4:30, and then the Monday shows are 5 and 7:30.
Exciting stuff. I know you've been touring around for a long time.
We have lots of new things for you. If you saw us 2 years ago when we were here, we have a strong woman on the show this year. She actually participates in the Strong Man, Strong Women competitions here in North America. Then we also have a fire eater on the show this year. We have a guy who juggles with his feet. And then we have Nelson. If you haven't heard about Nelson, Nelson, by the time he gets here, will be a little over 8 months old. He is our lion cub. We are the only circus in America, traveling with two male lions. Now, Wendell, who you would have met 2 years ago, now is 4 years old and weighs about 450 pounds. Both of them, when they're fully grown, will be 5 years old and they'll be over 500 pounds. But Nelson, only being a little over 8 months, he already weighs 125, probably almost 130 pounds now.
Isn't that incredible? I bet he's the star of the show, isn't he?
Oh, he is. He steals the spotlight.
Ah, that's great. And so you get to see the animals up close and personal with that backstage tour on Sunday then, don't
you? That's right, at 9:30. This year, too, this is a special week for us. When we get here, it'll be ending the International Clown Week. So from August 1st to August 7th is National or International Clown Week. So if anybody is familiar with Baraboo, Baraboo, you got the Circus World Museum up there, but you also have the International Clown Hall of Fame up there. It's on the square just down from the Al Ringling Theater. So if you get a chance, you go and clown around, learn more about circus clowning, not just here in the United States, but throughout the world. And you might even get a glimpse of me. 2014, I believe it was, I was honored by my peers with the Lifetime Achievement Award of Laughter. So you might even see me and hear my wonderful voice and see some antics that I've done.
Oh, that is incredible. That has to be a crowning achievement. How cool was that to go into the Hall of Fame?
Oh, well, you know, and I'm in the Hall of Fame like with Metal Lark, who was from the Globetrotters, Willard Scott. The year the inductees won is Dick Van Dyke.
Oh.
Now, back in, I believe it was 19, it was the 20th anniversary of the Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Clown College, of which both myself and the clown on the show, Leo Octon, both went to. Now, I went many moons before Leo, and I was many moons older than Leo. So you'll get to actually see him be very pliable. He's one of the very last clowns that comes out of a 2x2x2.5-foot car. But way back when CBS used to do the hour-long specials, remember?
Mm-hmm.
And they did an hour-long special on the Ringling Brothers Clown College, and our ringmaster of the show was Dick Van Dyke. Now, he came about a week before with the graduating class and stayed and visited with him. And of that class, the stories I have heard, he was very kind and giving. He even did and performed his flea circus act for us. And we made him an honorary member or graduate of the Ringling Brothers Clown College way back when. So it's great to see him still up and about and doing his thing.
Tell us about Leo. We'll see him on Sunday and Monday. What's his big shtick? What is his big act?
Oh, well, like I said, he is one of the very last clowns that comes out of a 2x2x2.5 car. Now, I think he does a surfing gag this year.
Oh.
He does a rollerball gag. I think he does a, oh, he has so many of them that I can't keep up with them anymore. You see, now that I'm the only advanced person for the show, I used to have a whole team up here. I used to have a bill posting crew. I used to have a press agent and then myself and a couple other folks up and about. But as the time has gone on, there's less and less newspapers and good folks like you that now... It's all up to me. Whatever is left over from these other jobs, I get to pick up. So Leo, I only get to see the show. I saw the show once, a couple days after opening. And now I won't probably get to see it till the very last week of the show. So Leo is kind of tricky. Sometimes he changes things up on me, too. Now, speaking of things new that you'll see on Circus Day, I told you about our strong woman and our fire eater and our foot juggler. We have the lovely Miss Chin. About every 8 weeks this year, we're trying something new. We're having a different act. We've had a dog act this year. We've had a contortionist. We've got Miss Chin, and she does a silk act. That's two very big, long pieces of silk or material that hangs about 30 feet above the ring till it hits the ground. With no net, just her upper body strength, she will climb up that silk and do her different act. Turns and twists and everything, and it is quite dramatic. We do have the Wheel of Destiny again. The Perez family, who is a fourth generation circus performing family, will perform that. It went from brother to brother to father to son, and now it's son and sister performing it for you for Circus Day. And if you don't recall what the Wheel of Destiny is, it looks like a double Ferris wheel that goes around and around. So one wheel will be 30 feet above the ring and the other one about 3 foot in the ring. And then they'll do their antics inside the ring as it goes around and around. Then they crawl up outside of the ring as it goes around and around. In fact, the one guy even has to lift up the big top once or twice to be able to make it over and under and about. And then don't forget our wonderful lions that you'll see on Circus Day, Wendell and Nelson.
That's incredible. Culpeper Meriwether Circus coming up Sunday and Monday. I know that there aren't as many circuses as there used to be. What makes your circus unique, Skeeter?
Because we are probably the most traditional circus out there. Once being a big top and inviting folks out every morning to watch us raise the big top up, we are... Actually, the circus is probably the only place in the whole wide world that nepotism actually works, because that's what we are. We are families performing for families, and I think that's what really keeps us going, and people enjoy that because we're a one-ring circus, so you get to see everything up close and personal, and throughout different periods of times, you actually get to speak and talk and ask questions and hear stories from some of our performers and the folks on the show, which many of these large shows, you never get that opportunity.
Do you play all over the country?
We usually have two different routes. We play Midwest and a little further west 1 year, and then we play Midwest and as far east as Ohio.
So you stay busy, don't you?
We stay very busy.
Is that the whole year then, Skeeter, or do you have some time off?
We go from about the second week in March until about next to the last week in October. So just a little under 8 months.
Okay.
So this year, I believe we'll do 14 different states, about 214 different cities and towns in less than that 8 month period.
So they know what they're doing when they put the big top up because they're used to it, right?
Oh, yes. And like I said, I've been there when some have needed extra help and everything. You don't volunteer. You stand there, and if they say, hey, do this, you do exactly what they say. You don't use your own mind to do it because, believe me, you know, if I had a mind, I would use it. And then you step back out of the way because they know what they're doing and they work as a team every single day.
How long have you been clowning?
I started clowning when I was 9. I became a professional fool when I was 28. I became actually an educated fool way before then because I got my BA in broadcasting.
Wow.
Yes, yes. I even had my first class, those in radio world, way back when, back in the old golden days of radio, you had to pay like $5 and answer 14 questions just to be a DJ on the radio air. That was called a third class. Then you could get your second class, which was a little more technical, which really only prepared you for the first class license, which you needed to work on the transmitters so it didn't bleed over to, into different bands and things. And so I did get my first class, but you don't even need that nowadays.
No, you don't.
And then, like I said, my BA is in broadcasting, but my MBA, Master of Buffoonery of Arts, is from Ringling Brothers. So I'm an educated fool and proud of it.
Awesome. And of course, a lot of our listeners know about Ringling Brothers. They've been to the Circus World Museum. That still draws a big crowd every year, doesn't it?
It does and does. And I would love to tell people to stop at the International Clown Hall of Fame right there on the square and also visit the Al Ringling Theater. If you haven't been to any of the grand theaters like in New York or some of the big state theaters, it is a marvel to see because it's like a miniature one of those in your own backyard.
You've brought along some tools of the trade here. You played the slide whistle at the outset of our interview.
Yeah, well, this is the 233rd birthday of the American Circus. And if you would have gone to that circus long, long time ago, along with drums, bells, you would have seen and heard these two instruments, which I'm holding up in front of the microphone. It's live and in color, and it's radio, and I love it. So I shall explain. One is a brown thing, and many folks call it a flute, and the type of flute it is called a recorder. So it's got lots and lots and lots of holes in it. Then the other is what you heard this morning was a slide whistle. Back then, they played some all-metal or wooden ones, and then what I play today that most of the kids recognize is the slide whistle with the metal slide and the plastic body. And then its first cousin, the flute or the recorder. And just for you guys today, both of these cousins are going to play together just for you.
Okay. That is great, Skeeter.
Oh, you're most kind.
I'm impressed. And you and I can fight with our canes, too, can't we?
We can. Every once in a while, you know, after being on the road for 41 years, the body sometimes likes to talk to me. Sometimes very loudly.
Yes.
Especially when I get up off the chair, it goes crack, 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 crack.
Yes. Well, good luck to you with that. We want to just encourage people to come out to the circus. I know there's some great deals. Families can be a part of it. Mom and dad and the kids, what a great way to spend a Sunday or a Monday, right?
Well, and just think about it, folks. How many of you guys watch Americans Got Talent or Britain's Got Talent or Canadians Have Talent? Those shows that you see probably little less than half of the programs and acts that you see are circus acts. So why not come to the circus, see it in the One Ring Circus, up close and personal, live and in color, and where you can also talk and ask some questions and be a part of the whole circus family.
I know tickets are available in advance, but they will be available at the gate as well, won't they?
That's right. If you buy your tickets in advance, more of that money goes to our sponsors. So if you buy them in advance, if you are 65 and up, 2 to 12, you're $8. But if you're 13 and above, you're, get this, $13. But if you wait till the gate, they're more. They're 16 and 9 at the door. But it's for a full 90-minute presentation. So it's worth it either way. But buy your tickets in advance because more of that money will go to the sponsors, which means it stays here in your area.
Always good to see you, Skeeter.
Oh, You're making me blush.
Oh, my goodness. And it matches your nose, too.
So. Well, thank you. That's the sweetest thing anybody said to me today. So, Mr. Phil, at the circus, we never say goodbye.
No.
Because that sounds like a long time, because we are normally working with our family or some family members or family members of other people we've worked with. So goodbye sounds like a long time. So we take one hand, we put it high in the air, we wave it back and forth, and we say, see you down the road, folks. So see you down the road, folks, and not beside the road.
Skeeter joining us from Culpeper and Meriwether Circus. Check it out. It's at North Park coming up Sunday and Monday.
Welcome to Pratt Chat. Pratt Chat is a service of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Join us each week for a conversation with Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service for answers to questions that we're all hesitant to ask. Pratt Chat is sponsored by the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Mark, what happens if you would like to move a body or move ashes after the fact?
Yeah, so this actually comes up maybe once or twice a year that we will help somebody with this. So what happens is, if the person is buried, one thing happens. If the person's cremated, a different thing happens. We'll start with the cremation because it's the simpler of the two. So if you are cremated, in the eyes of the state, you are no longer a person. Now, people can disagree with that, but we're just kind of following what the state has set in place, which is the same reason that we don't have to trace what happens with somebody after they're cremated. In the eyes of the state, they are no longer a person. They become an object. So if you are buried and you want to move from one cemetery to another, then all we would have to do is contact both cemeteries, have your ashes, the grave opened, get your ashes out of the first grave, talk to the second cemetery, and then bury you in the second cemetery. Not necessarily any permits involved.